96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. 18 days ago, Everett Law stepped out of federal prison, a free man after 22 years behind bars. He was one of 42 prisoners released under President Obama's June 3rd clemency order. But this story didn't start there, nor does it end here. Tonight, you'll hear about the Clemency Project and the part the Howard University School of Law played in all of this. My guests are Everett Law, again, just released from prison. Later, we'll hear from his wife, Kim. Also, Professor Josephine Ross with Howard University School of Law and attorney Cynthia Roseberry, project manager of the Clemency Project. The lines are open. Give us a call if you have a question or comment at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or follow me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Great to be here.
So, Mr. Law, you first. 18 years ago, you were behind bars, and now you are a free man. What is that like?
It's kind of rough, but I feel good, though, just being a free man.
Mm-hmm. You say kind of rough. Why would you say it's kind of rough?
I mean, taking 23 years from a man's life, no valets in his jacket at all. Just give him 23 years. I mean, that's uncalled for. And thanks for the Clemson Project and Ms. Professor Ross and the law students at Howard University and President Obama, they done a good job by giving Clemson out to everybody.
How did it feel back in June? Is that when you heard that you were going to be freed?
Yes, sir. June the 3rd, the party attorney called me, got in contact with me, told me the president just signed off on you getting Clemson. And, I mean, it just took everything out of me.
Mm-hmm. Explain to me, if you can, Ms. Roseberry, what is the Clemency Project and how did it connect with Mr. Law as well as Howard University?
Sure. So most folks have heard of the presidential pardon power. Mm-hmm. Clemency is a part of that pardon power. It is the power to reduce a sentence as opposed to wiping one away in a pardon. And in 2014, President Obama decided he wanted to more broadly use his pardon power. And through former Deputy Attorney General James Cole, he announced to the Bar Association that he wanted lawyers to do this work pro bono, free of charge, to help folks who would apply for clemency. So the Bureau of Prisons surveyed the 200 or so thousand folks in prison, in federal prison, and in the first 2 weeks, 18,000 people applied. We now have over 36,000 applicants. Clemency Project 2014 formed when the American Bar Association, the American Civil Liberties Union, Families Against Mandatory Minimum, Federal Public and Community Defenders, and the National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers came together and said, we will help in response to that question. We developed training, recruited lawyers. We're at over 4,000 lawyers now, and took those applicants' surveys from the Bureau of Prisons. After training the lawyers, matched them up with the applicants and helped usher the petitions through.
Let me ask, how did the School of Law at Howard University come to be a part of this?
Cynthia asked me. Uh-huh. It's that simple. She said, we need about 4,000 lawyers, and we don't have any law schools signing up. We'd love to have Howard. And I said, yes. And then I went and talked to my dean, and she said, yes. And at that time, I was in a clinic where we actually took cases to trial. So it was a trial clinic. And we just added this on as a component. And I said to my law students, who wants to volunteer? And the first semester, I had two students that were doing all the groundwork of trying to find the records, because you need the records in order to win this thing. And that took a long time. And then the next semester, I said, who else can do it? And We had three students that jumped in and they started researching all aspects of his case. And the more we got into it, the crazier it became to see that this man was in prison for life, no possibility of parole, and all he had done was sell drugs.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Clemency Project and the release of Everett Law, among some more than, what, three dozen others who were released this year after President Obama signed his clemency order in June. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. The lines are open. Omar, calling from Silver Spring. Omar, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
This is a really important program, and I wish Barack Obama created a program where this trend can continue after he leaves. You know, I think that would probably be a really good thing on his legacy, because as an innocent project, I mean, all those depend on funding. And there's no project right now where it's funded by the federal government to see for the people who've been wrongly accused or people who've been in prison just for selling drugs. And I think Hillary Clinton, because her husband played a big role in a lot of African Americans being in prison, should expand the program. And you, as a representative of the University of Howard, should suggest that to her. She owes us that. And thank you so much.
Omar, thank you so much. Mr. Law, you were kind of nodding your head. Your thoughts about what Omar was just sharing with us.
The same thing. I agree with him. Because you got a lot of good guys in there locked up, got life, just drug charge, no violence. I mean, just sitting up in there. I think Clemson should just go on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let all the good guys up.
Professor, talk to me about Mr. Law's case, because he said, you know, he had nonviolent offenses. He's been in since 1994. You know, back then, President Clinton was in the White House, and it was a different world.
It was a different world. So in order to win the clemency petition, we had to show that if he was sentenced today, it would be a different sentence. So what we did is we looked at what made it get so high. And in terms of the amount of drugs he was selling, it would have given him 10 years mandatory. That's it. But then they doubled it, made it 20 years by adding in some the fact that he had a prior drug charge. So that made it 20. And he pled guilty thinking he was going to get 20 years. And it turned into life because they said he was a career offender because he had a crime of violence. And that crime of violence was that he and a friend had gone in and taken a VCR from his friend's aunt's house. Mm-hmm. That became a crime of violence because they called it a burglary. And because of that, when the judge had no option except to give him life without parole at that time. So what we did is we went around taking a look at the statutes and to argue that that burglary would not count as a crime of violence under the current regime.
That's right, because, I mean, certainly not to, you know, belittle the fact that, you know, crimes, you know, are crimes. But like you said, today, burglary is considered a nonviolent crime unless, of course, someone is hurt or that you are armed. Is that correct?
It has to do with how narrow the federal statute is. It has to be at night. It has to be in a dwelling house. And the statute he was convicted of was so broad that it could include basically like shoplifters. That's how broad it was.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Gina, calling from Bladensburg. What's on your mind? Gina, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
So I had a couple things. I think it's really important to get the university law schools and law students involved, mm-hmm. because the students tend to be very eager. And I think they're good stewards of finding the information because they're students. And so they're so enthusiastic. Also, I think that presidents should be mandated to use their this power and at least reevaluate, even if they decide they're not going to do clemency for anyone. But they should be mandated to take the time out to reevaluate cases that come across their desk. And I also think that we need to do better as a society about when we do wrong these people for staying in prison for so long, for offenses that they stay in prison longer than people who have killed people, that we make sure that we assist with their mental health and them transitioning back into the community, because this gentleman, Mr. Law, is now walking into a world that looks nothing like what he saw when he first went in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my comment.
Gina, thank you so much. Talk to me a little bit, Ms. Roseberry, about how you select the individuals who will move through this project and hopefully eventually end up like Mr. Law. How do you pick them?
Sure. So if I could just go back to Gina for a minute. I liked her comment about mandating that a president use his clemency power. But I like it in the sense that we shouldn't need clemency power, right? We shouldn't have so many people in prison that the president has to get them out. And that is in the hands of Congress to change the laws so that we don't have mandatory minimum sentences for nonviolent offenses. But in terms of...
One more reason why it's so important to vote.
Absolutely.
But another show.
Absolutely.
But anyway, please go right ahead. As a matter of fact, let me hold that point because I've got to take a break. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the Clemency Project. We have with us a gentleman who has been released after 22, almost 23 years behind bars, thanks to President Obama, as well as Howard University's School of Law. If you're on the line, Garland calling from Maryland, Arnold in Northwest, and Charlene calling from Baltimore, please do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. Lines are still open. We're taking calls even after 7:30 at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
The Howard University.